Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Like You. If you want to help us keep making new episodes, you can support the podcast by subscribing through Patreon or Apple Podcasts. A subscription gives you access to special bonus content like affirmation minis, song downloads, and other special perks. Grown-ups can find more information in our episode notes or on our website. You can also show your love by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to the podcast. I'm glad you're my podcast friend. Now, let's get on with the show. Hello, I'm Noah, and this is Like You, Mindfulness for Kids. I'm so glad you're here. I want to give a special shout out to one of our newest Patreon supporters. So here's a big like you, thank you to Christopher Dunning. Remember, listener support keeps this podcast going. So check out patreon.com/likeyoupodcast to help out. On this episode, we'll learn about how the word halt can help us tune into and move on from a grumpy mood. So listeners of all ages, find a place to listen where you feel comfortable and safe. Remember, you're always welcome to interact with this podcast by speaking up to answer my questions or by repeating affirmations aloud. Of course, if you prefer, you can just think your responses quietly in your mind. Today, we're learning about the acronym HALT. An acronym is when you make an abbreviation using the first letter of a few words to form a new word. HALT is spelled H-A-L-T. And for our lesson, H stands for hungry, A stands for angry, L stands for lonely, and T stands for tired. Now you may be wondering what these four words have to do with each other, or why we would want to focus on words like hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. Well, these are all feelings that might cause you to feel grumpy or be in a bad mood. Whenever you're feeling grumpy or upset, you can use the word halt to stop and think about what might be causing your bad mood. Ask yourself, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? And the wonderful thing is that if you answer yes to any of those questions, there's something simple you can do to solve your problem. If you're feeling grumpy because you're hungry, you can eat something. If you're feeling angry, you can try deep breathing to calm down, or go to a quiet place until you're feeling better. If you're feeling lonely, you can see if there's a friend or a family member around to spend time with, or spend some time with the company of the characters in your favorite book. And if you feel tired, you can rest and relax until your energy is restored. On this episode of the podcast, we'll use our imagination to send away grumpy feelings. We'll imagine that you're a guard guarding your good mood, so it's your job to keep away any grumpy feelings. And when you see them, you can tell them to halt and then send them away. Let's start with a short breathing exercise. Stand up if you're able to. Now picture yourself as a brave, strong guard, standing watch to protect your good mood. You're on lookout, so you pace slowly back and forth to stay alert. Take 4 slow steps in one direction, then turn and take 4 slow steps back in the other direction. As you continue pacing back and forth, add in some slow, mindful breathing. Take a deep breath in as you march 1, 2, 3, 4, then turn and breathe out slowly as you march back 1, 2, 3, 4. Every 4 steps you take, turn and reverse your breath. Keep going. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4. and out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great job. Now I hope you're feeling alert and focused and ready to stand guard. On the count of three, let's all say, I like me. 1, 2, 3. I like me. I like you too. You are strong, courageous, and you speak up for yourself. Now let's go back to standing guard. You can keep marching back and forth if you'd like while you keep watch. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you see a grumpy feeling approaching. What do you think a grumpy feeling would look like? Imagine it in your mind. And let's call this grumpy feeling a grump. Now, as the grump gets close, speak up loud and tell it, "Halt! Who goes there?" Go ahead and say it out loud or in your head. "Halt! Who goes there?" Now we'll ask it, "Are you hungry? Are you angry? Are you lonely? Are you tired?" This grump tells us it's hungry. So what should we do if we want to get rid of a grumpy feeling that's caused by hunger? Let's give it a snack. What snack are you going to offer to the grump? Now, imagine the grump takes a big bite, chews up the snack, and then smiles and walks away happily. You've kept your good mood safe from your first grump. Great work. Now let's go back to keeping watch. Pace back and forth as you breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now here comes another grump. Let's stop it by saying, "Halt! Who goes there?" Now we'll ask it, "Are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired?" Oh, this one is an angry grump. Let's give it some tips for calming its angry mood. How do you handle your angry feelings? Remember, it's completely okay to feel angry, just as long as that anger doesn't lead us to do anything to hurt ourselves or other people. Sometimes the best thing to do when you're angry is to find a quiet place to be alone and take deep breaths to relax your body until the anger passes. So let's send this grump away until it's not feeling angry anymore. Goodbye, grump. Great job. You protected your happy mood from another grump. So let's get back to keeping watch. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And out. 1, 2, 3, 4. In. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here comes another grump. You know what to say. Halt! Who goes there? Are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Wait a second. This is the same grump from before, but it's not angry anymore. It went away, and it spent some time alone until it calmed down. Oh, but now it's been alone so long that it started feeling lonely. What do you think would help it feel less lonely? Let's tell this grump to go find a friend to play with so it feels less lonely. Good work. We've protected your good mood from another grump. Now it's back to keeping watch. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here comes another grump. You know what to say. Halt! Who goes there? Are you hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? This grump's only response was a big yawn. Who do you think this grump could be? I think it's tired. How how can we keep your good mood safe from the tired grump? I think a nap should do the trick. Go away, grump. Rest and relax until your grumpy mood has passed. Great work. You've kept your good mood safe from all the potential grumps. So remember, next time you're feeling grumpy, you can stop and check in with yourself to see if your grumpy mood might mean that you're feeling hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Now it's time for affirmations. Affirmations are words you can say about yourself to remind yourself how wonderful you are. I'll say each affirmation twice, so you can listen the first time, then say it together with me the second time. Here we go. I will do my best with whatever comes my way. I will do my best with whatever comes my way. I am strong and determined. I am strong and determined. With every breath, I feel stronger. With every breath, I feel stronger. I have inner strength. I have inner strength. I will speak kindly to others and myself. I will speak kindly to others and myself. I am calm and relaxed. I am calm and relaxed. My positive thoughts create positive feelings. My positive thoughts create positive feelings. If any of those affirmations stood out to you, feel free to write them down or just store them safely in your mind to say when you need it. If you have an affirmation that's special to you, I would love to hear it. If you'd like to send a recording of your favorite affirmation to play on the show, have a grown-up check our website or episode notes for more information. Now, let's end with a song. Remember, it's fine to feel grumpy. It's okay to be hungry or angry or lonely or tired. We all feel these things from time to time. But it's also important to remember that these feelings don't last forever. So let's sing a song to help us remember that.
Won't be this way forever. I won't feel this way forever. Nighttime never lasts forever. The sun will rise again. When I'm born, I'll remember. It won't be this way forever. When I'm tired, I'll remember. It won't be this way forever. When I'm sad, I'll remember. It won't be this way forever. When I'm worried, I'll remember. It won't be this way forever. It won't be this way forever. I won't feel this way forever. Night time never lasts forever. The sun will rise again.
I can't wait to spend some time together again soon. Until next time, I like you, I'm proud of you, and I'm glad we are friends. Have a happy and peaceful day. Like You is a production of Perpetual Motion. It is made possible by our subscribers on Patreon and Apple Podcasts. Become a supporter by visiting patreon.com/likeyoupodcast or by tapping subscribe on our show page in Apple Podcasts. You can also tell your friends about the show or leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. Like You is written and hosted by me, Noah Glenn. I also composed and performed the Like You theme music and other music that appeared in this episode. Our podcast cover art was illustrated by Maya Sain, and our episode art is created by Lindsay Glenn. Grown-ups can find more information about Like You by visiting our website at likeyoupodcast.com. Thanks for listening.